What is happening, Dolphins fans, and welcome to another episode of the Fins Tailgate with your host, El Capitan. Today on the Fins Tailgate, we're going to do another part, second part to our series of episodes coming out, breaking down position groups, looking at camp battles as we head into eventual 53-man roster cuts. We did do some early prediction type of stuff months ago, breaking down position groups and stuff like that. We're going to do a little bit more detail. But this week, or this week, today, we're going to be going over the running back room and stuff about, you know, obviously there's some obvious guys that are going to make the roster, right? But at the bottom, there's some questions of who's going to make the 53. Also, do the Dolphins carry four tailbacks or do they carry five? Last year, they carried six running backs in total when you count Alec Ingold, who is definitely going to make the team. And, you know, we're going to get in all that stuff. I projected back a couple weeks back when we talked about this on an earlier episode. Go back and watch that, and you can see all of the takes and everything done back then. But back on that episode, I suggested that the Dolphins were only going to keep four tailbacks and one fullback, giving them a total of five. And reason being is I feel like there's a more emphasis on the tight ends, right? And they're going to need to take that from somewhere. And I think it comes out of the running back room, which we'll get into the tight end talk at a later episode coming up here in a little bit. But some news coming out in the last couple of days that makes me believe they're probably going to only go four tailbacks is we see that Silvon Ahmed ends up on the active non-football injury list, which, again, could be, it seems like the guy's on some list every year since coming here, right? I don't know. Are they looking to protect him? Has he got something? Who knows? But that's going to come into the calculus with the running back room and the battles in which we're going to look at, right? So let's get right into it. We'll start at the top, man. Raheem Mostert. I mean, the guy led the NFL in scores last year with 18 all-purpose touchdowns. Raheem Mostert killed it, over 1,000 yards rushing on the ground. You know, three of those touchdowns were receiving touchdowns. He had 175 receiving yards. He did everything you could want from him, right? Yeah, I know he wasn't there every single game, but every game he was in, he was killing it. And, you know, he came in here and signed a new 2-year deal with the Dolphins for a little over $9 million last year. And so he's under contract. And this offseason, he signed an extension with the Dolphins after that type of production, which keeps him here through 2025. Now, there is some logistics in the math and the money that could potentially see him become a cap casualty, but I don't see why you would, right? Even if it moves him further down the depth chart for some of the guys that are coming up here on this list, Raheem Mostert, 18 all-purpose touchdowns. He's going to be a big part of the game plan in the running back room next year. And even though we got some young guys, and we're going to get into them next, that are going to be productive, why stop a good thing? You know, I say keep him through 2025. Let's keep this running back room as good as it's been. And so obviously Raheem, and I have Raheem number one on the depth chart right now because of seniority and the production last year, right? That could change. I really look for this next guy to come and overtake him and, you know, cement himself as the Dolphins' new starter, and that's Devon Achane. Devon Achane is a rookie last year out of Texas A&M that the Dolphins selected in the third round. Absolutely killed it. He had 800 rushing yards on 103 carries in 11 games, and he also had a 76-yarder as his longest. And if you guys remember, that 76-yard pop touchdown that he ran came after he fumbled the ball it came right after him fumbling, and he did that. He popped it off. Eight rushing touchdowns, and three more receiving, which he caught. He had 197 yards receiving. So, I mean, the dual threat of what Achane brings. We know Mostert can get the ball in the backfield, but Achane's absolute dangerous speed and shiftiness in open field. I look to see the Dolphins expand on his receiving role a little bit this year. And, you know, I get, you know, as for as much touchdowns as Raheem Mostert got, he only got over a little over 1,000 yards, while the rookie in absolute limited snaps compared, you know, not so much touches because he got a lot of touches. Achane, and we got to remember, you know, rookies, they hit the rookie wall. There's a conditioning thing. It's grueling coming right out of college and then doing all the, you know, draft stuff, then going to a new team and settling in. 800 yards a rookie year is, dude, is awesome. I mean, only two other rookie running backs in the NFL had more than him. And I want to say it was Bijan Robinson and Jamar Gibbs. I think it's Jamar Gibbs. Anyhow. But yeah, Achane, a gem in the third round. I remember him coming out a couple of years ago. My brother-in-law, Brandon the Bookie, was talking about, man, this guy Achane is good. Keep an eye on him. And man, oh man, was he right. So that brings us to our next guy. I mean, obviously, number one, Mostert, probably not going to end up number one come the end of the year. I look for Achane to overtake him. But the number three depth chart guy right now, in my opinion, now I get it, the guy's a rookie and he's got a lot to prove, but the new guy, Jalen Wright from Texas, or, you know, I love this guy. I liked him when the Dolphins picked him. I thought it was a smart move in the fourth round. You know, it takes him doing what he did in college, being 210, big dude, you know, a little bit of a bruiser in that way, but also has hella speed, right? He's got great speed. Adding him to the Dolphins running back room could potentially, they could have a three-headed monster on their hand. You know, if Jalen Wright has anything like the production we got out of Devon Achane, while Achane being the more shifty, speedy guy, and us, me envisioning Jalen Wright being the more power, you know, big dude. That yin and yang with the future of the Dolphins backfield and the Dolphins taking him in the fourth round, you know, makes that a possibility, right? So a Dolphins backfield with those three dudes has never looked so good. I can't remember when it's looked so good. Like a year from now, our third option would be a Raheem Mostert. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? If Achane goes up and Jalen Wright takes a step to, you know, be the yin to the yang with Achane, and then we have, you know, Raheem Mostert as the Jim Kick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of running back room we're going to have around here. So, yeah, he had over 1,000 yards rushing, averaging 7.4 yards per carry back in college. And that type of production with the ability to pop big plays on times. I'm sure Mike McDaniel's got a couple of ideas of how they're going to use big old Jalen Wright in this offense. Now, the next guy, and here's where things get dicey. Now, on my 53-man roster projection, make sure you guys go back and check it out. Early projections a couple weeks back. Look for this thumbnail. You'll find it. And hit the like button. I forgot to say that, right? Hit the like button. Subscribe if you're new. Leave comments at the end of the video. Tell me what you guys think about this stuff. But the next guy I do have making my 53-man roster, but there is a chance he could, you know, lose the job. Next guy I got is that's not Jeff Wilson. Where's Jeff Wilson at? Uh-oh, Vern. I don't have a picture of Jeff Wilson. Dang, totally dropped the ball, guys. Well, this is not good news for Jeff Wilson, as he was supposed to be on my loaded up in there. I I have him making the 53 as the fourth tailback, but anyhow, all right. So Jeff Wilson, Miami Dolphins, obvious power back. Now, here's the thing, right? We just got done talking about Jalen Wright. Jalen Wright coming in drafted in a power back type of role, I perceive. I mean, it's too early to tell, but, you know, Jeff Wilson's had limited touches, and there's been some injuries. Now, he's still been able to maintain his 4.7 yard per carry average here with the Dolphins, but, you know, he's been a guy that, you know, it's a Mike McDaniel type of thing, right? Like, that's what he's brought in. But he hasn't had any of the production here in Miami like he had back, you know, at some point with the Niners. And this is going to be a big year for Jeff Wilson, who's struggled at times. He made the 53 last year, but, you know, Jalen Wright taking a lot of those potential snaps away from him. You know, he's also got to think about this next guy coming up on the list, a fan favorite, really. And that's Chris Brooks. A lot of people really like Chris Brooks. I like him. I think what we all like when we watch him is just how ferocious he is when attacking, like, the line of scrimmage. If it's an inside run and he's got to go through some tacklers, he just looks punishing when he's running through there. It looks very ferocious. He did make the 53-man roster last year, and you know, he had a decent showing in the preseason, and he showed, again, like I said, he showed his ability to run with purpose and power, and, you know, do some good things. He averaged 5.6 yards per carry, and he racked up 106 yards, which kind of half of that came, more than half of that came in the Denver beatdown game. And you guys remember, Dolphins were trying to take the throttle off the gas, and they put Chris Brooks in there. What does he do? He busts off a 52-yarder on them. Just absolutely embarrassing the Denver Broncos. But, yeah, he that was his best game. But he did come in there a little bit and stuff like that and got some live game, you know, action, which is more than I could say for guys like Eric Ikuzama, who, if you go back and watch the wide receiver video, you'll see what I had to say about that. But can he push Jeff Wilson? Is Jeff Wilson obsolete now because of Jalen Wright and Chris Brooks being there? It's a real question, right? You know, it's limited monies. I don't even think Jeff Wilson has any guarantees. If they are, it's very minimal. And they might want to go on the upside of Chris Brooks and take a chance on Jeff Wilson potentially clearing waivers. Now, here's another question. If Jeff Wilson or Chris Brooks got put on waivers, which is more likely to get picked up? And put that in the comment sections. I want to know. Because it's a real question. Some teams like to go younger. Jeff Wilson does have experience, and he is a hard runner, and there is a pedigree there with a little bit of game film to go along with him that could be appealing to a team that wants to add another depth piece running back to their squad come 53-man. But Chris Brooks also has some little bit of varying successes in some game film, and somebody might want to take a shot on a younger guy rather than an older guy who's had, you know, some little injuries here and there. So Dolphins would really have to question, if they were down to the last tailback spot or so, who would make it. Now, if they carried five tailbacks like they did last year, they could carry them both. But I ask you, you know, is it worth carrying both versus to depth in another position somewhere like tight end? These are the things that the Dolphins are going to have to think about. And what we're doing with a little bit of commentary here, discussing the position groups and going through them and looking at these camp battles. And these are things we're going to look at. Because Chris Brooks also, you know, had a little this there and the other, but he did fumble the ball twice on limited carries. And that is not a good thing. So, again, considerations when talking about these guys, right? And the last guy here on the list was the first guy we talked about here, is Silvan Ahmed, who is the Isaiah Ford of the running back room. The guy has been here since 2020. He's been a part of this team, you know, in a limited capacity, having his best year as a rookie, where he rushed for 319 yards on 75 attempts for a 4.3 average. Last year, he was next to invisible, right? 22 attempts, 61 yards, 2.81 yards per carry. And, you know, it's just, it's a far cry from the Sylvain Ahmed that we saw. But there's just some weird thing where he just keeps ending up on the roster. He was on the 53 last year. They love him, right? And I get it. You know, Sylvain Ahmed is young. He's got really good speed. He's got these talents that they want to utilize. The thing is, when I watch Sylvain Ahmed, it's like as soon as someone puts their hand on him, he stops moving. Whether he's either A, bracing for impact, or B, he can't, their physicalness of grabbing him stops him. When he's on the outside with the ball, he's hard to catch. But I feel like I would rather take chances on if, when we talk about obsolete, right? Devon Achane and Jalen Wright, they should be getting the snaps that you would eventually give. And I could test that. I'd rather see what Chris Brooks got. So, I don't know. Sylvain Ahmed, I'm not over him, but I'm over him at the same time. So, but will the Dolphins keep him on this physically able to perform list? Whatever the hell it's called, active physically able to perform list for a time being, to then, you know, stash him in a sense. I don't know. You can only do that with so many players. And I got to imagine that, you know, they're going to way hit the options of doing that with him over potentially doing it with another depth piece, probably on the pass rusher line or something like that with Shaq Barrett leaving. And final guy we'll talk about that'll round out the running back room, an obvious choice, fullback. So he would be either the fifth or the sixth man, Alec Ingold. Buddy has been everything and then some that the Dolphins have wanted to get from him. Yeah, it might not be so much in the yards or anything like that, but he is just an absolute nitty gritty, mean blocker. He's just, you can always expect to see him at some point just going through somebody in the blocking game. When the Dolphins sign him to a 3-year, $12 million deal that keeps him here to 2026, it was the right move. When he signed that contract last offseason, he was worth every dime, and it's a great investment. He stands unopposed for his fullback duties, as you know, we expect. So brings us to the end. Do the Dolphins keep 4 or 5 running backs? Tailbacks, let's be more specific. Do they keep, you know, we know who the top three are, right? Mostert, Achane, Jalen Wright, they're definitely making it. Is it Chris Brooks, Jeff Wilson, Sylvain Ahmed? Which of these three makes that final tailback? Or is it two? Do you guys think that the Dolphins go like they did in 2023 and they roll out, you know, five running backs, five tailbacks, and one fullback? But no, Dolphins only carried two tight ends last year, which is not going to be the case this year, I think. So in chat, in the comment sections, let me know, what's the order you have the other three running backs falling? Is it Jeff Wilson number one? Is it Chris Brooks and then Sylvain Ahmed? Or is it Chris Brooks first? Maybe you have Sylvain Ahmed first. Let me know in the comments. Let me know what else do you think that they carry, four tailbacks, five tailbacks. And hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and make sure to share the video, guys.